Good morning, everybody. This White Elephant Day 5:30 ticker is brought to you by McShane Forest. We good now, Jay?
We got Tiny DJ.
All right, we good now?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. There it is. This White Elephant Day 5:30 ticker brought to you by McShane Florist and AllProFoundationRepair.com. DJ Ringenberg for the first ticker this morning. We're going to do something untraditional. We're going to do news that fits each of our individual personalities on this mixed-up show. So I'm going to start with the top headline from tomorrow's edition of the Dallas Morning News. Police are investigating a crime scene at the 3000 block of Novitski Way in downtown Dallas. On what was meant to be a day of celebration, seven radio employees are dead in what appears to be a murder-suicide following a failed attempt at morning radio. The police spokesman cited questionable show leadership as the likely cause of the incident. Police looking to question a Robert Sturm. Please contact the authorities if you have any information. Lando?
Thank you, DJ. On this date in sports history, in 1913, the White Sox defeated the Giants 9-4 in an exhibition game in Tokyo. In 1960, Major League Baseball grants American entertainer Gene Autry a franchise in Los Angeles. In 1961, Syracuse running back Ernie Davis becomes the first black Heisman Trophy winner. 1973, the MLB votes to move the San Diego Padres to Washington, D.C. in a move that never happens. In 1986, Vinny Testaverde wins the Heisman Trophy. In 1988, Bob, the Milwaukee Bucks become the second team in NBA history to win 1,000 games. And on this day in 2018, Derrick Henry runs for a franchise record 238 yards and 4 touchdowns in a 30-9 victory over the Jacksonville Jaguars. And now it's Matt's turn.
All right, good job, Lando. It's time to find out what's going on in the brewing community this weekend, and I'm excited about many of these events coming up at Siren Rock Brewing in Rockwall at 11 a.m. on Saturday. They're having their annual Ugly Sweater Christmas Party and an appearance by Santa. At the new Happy Hippie Brewing Company in Richardson at noon, holiday sips with Santa. You can get your picture made with Santa. They'll have a holiday raffle and more. Over at Hop and Sting in Grapevine, they're giving away charity pint glasses benefiting sea life. You pay at the door, and you get a glass with your beer. Turning Point also will have Santa and Celestial Beer Works at 1 o'clock, a Lego printmaking with crafty behavior. Sounds like a lot of fun, so enjoy it. Go out and get local this weekend. Sean?
Well, thank you, Matt. The North Texas-based YouTube trick shot stars Dude Perfect are set to build a new office space in Frisco. The $3 million project is being built off Gateway Drive in Frisco. Construction set to begin later this month should be done sometime in May 2024. That's 10 minutes away from their current office space in Frisco, which is a 10,000-foot space. The Aggie Bros' new facility is going to be a 20,000-square-foot space, so Tyler, Garrett, Cody, and the twins, Corey and Kobe, will have more room for activities and creating gold like this.
Why'd be a hipster fall through the ice? I went skating before it was cool, so...
Unbelievably, they have 60 million YouTube subscribers. They've toured arenas and have an alternate broadcast for Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime. The new offices are not the plans for a sprawling entertainment destination that features a 330-foot tower. That was unveiled last year. And now here's more from an early Dude Perfect adopter, Bob Sturm.
You know, Sean, thank you for that. I wasn't sure if you're throwing to a soundbite or to actual me, but I think it is actual me. Today is Wednesday, December 6th. That's a huge day on the Coppell ISD lunch line menu offerings. Now, keep in mind, students, after today, there are only 7 school days left until Christmas break. Today, on the traditional lunch lines, we're going with a breaded chicken sandwich or a grilled cheese sandwich, baked beans, burger toppings, and assorted fruit. Now, if you're going through the One World lines, you can get the Asian chicken and rice bowl or the vegetarian egg rolls. And if you, of course, are a premium line student, as you know, today is Create Your Own Pasta Day. Lunch prices remain at $4 per student. And here's Junior Miller.
Thank you, Bob. Dateline San Juan, Puerto Rico. Tournament MVP Derek Ahambi made an off-balance falling down shot off a lob from Kelsey Mitchell as time expired, lifting the U.S. to a 21-20 win over Brazil in the women's gold medal game at the FIBA 3-on-3 AmeriCup. Hamby shot a one-pointer since baskets in 3-on-3 are worth 1 inside the arc and 2 outside the arc, capped a big rally by the Americans. They needed only 64 seconds to tie the game. Mitchell scored. Katie Lou Samuelson, playing in her first competitive event since becoming a mother 4 months ago, hit back-to-back two-pointers with just 8 seconds apart to get the U.S. within 1 and Hamby connected to tie it. Brazil then went back up 20-19. Samuelson, though, made a free throw to tie the game again, and then Hamby delivered the buzzer at the buzzer for gold. Congratulations, ladies. DJ?
Thank you, Junes. Ticker also a service of the Frisco Bowl. The Scooters Coffee Frisco Bowl returns to Toyota Stadium on Tuesday, December 19th with an 8 p.m. kickoff as the UTSA Roadrunners take on the Thundering Herd from Marshall. Get your tickets now at thefriscobowl.com. That's thefriscobowl.com. That is the Ticket Ticker here on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
The Ticket Ticker.
Ticker, a service of allprofoundationrepair.com. Good morning, everyone. It's your old pal, George Dunham. When I'm not dropping panties and reinventing red dirt music, I'm spitting Hall of Fame-worthy sports takes here on The Ticket. But this morning, I'm here as a cautionary tale. No, this isn't the real George Dunham. This is artificial intelligence George, created online with minimal effort from a very low-level Ticket employee. The real George would never say, I wear ladies' underwear and I'm proud of it. Or, call me George Dunham, the diarrhea dandy. Real George is a pillar of this community. Artificial intelligence George is a menace to himself and society. We are using these AI voices for morning tickers this White Elephant Day as an example of what not to do with artificial intelligence. Do not try this at home. Ticker also a service of Window Nation. You've heard Corby brag about Window Nation. Get 50% off all style windows now, plus nothing down. No payments and no interest for 5 years at windownation.com. That's your Ticket Ticker. I'm George Dunham on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket Ticker.
Ticker, a service of Lava Cantina in the Colony, and Brad Thomas's The Range in McKinney Sports Biz. Rather than give score updates, I'd like to tell the Good Ticket listeners the many reasons why I love breast milk. It's not just the taste or the receptacles. It's the mother's love I can taste in every drop. I feel its life-giving power when I'm crushing morning radio every day. Breast milk gets me a little excited. I invite all listeners to tweet me as much milk-related content. I would really appreciate it. At George Dunham on Twitter. Ticker, also a service, the Diamond Factory. Take it from Bob. It's simple. If you want to be treated right, get a great deal, and get a quality diamond in a zero-pressure, no used car salesman environment, go see the fine folks at the Diamond Factory, thediamondfactory.com. That's your Ticket Ticker. I'm AI George Dunham on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
George,
The Ticket Ticker.
Ticker, a service of Wellborn Garage. This is your Ticket Ticker from the great beyond. I'm AI coach Bob Knight. Last night in Big Ten hoops, my Indiana Hoosiers earned a crucial road victory last night against the Michigan Wolverines, 78-75. Olivier and Kamhoa led all scorers with 18 points. Tonight, my Texas Tech Red Raiders host the Omaha Mavericks in Lubbock. Tech enters the day with a 5-2 record. Hey, is that a-hole Corby here? Even in death, I haven't forgiven that bastard. I'd love to take him out for a nice long hunting trip and just wait for a dove to fly by that stupid face of his, then pow, just like that motherfucker. Shout out to all my haters still walking the earth. I'm burning my ass up down here, but I'm having the time of my life. Ticker, also a service of PermaPure Foundation Repair. Looking to fix your home's foundation without breaking the bank? The Fordation Solution Experts of PermaPure Foundation Repair offer 12 months no interest financing with approved credit. Details at PermaPire.com. That's your Ticket Ticker. I'm AI Bob Knight on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket Ticker.
Ticker, a service of Blaze Pizza and Wellborn Garage. The Liberty Flames continue preparation for their Fiesta Bowl matchup against Oregon. Look at that. I can already read Ticker copy cleaner than Kevin Landrum. anyone else think? Kevin Landrum kind of looks like a younger, lumpier Edmund Kemper, the serial killer from Mindhunter. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. Just looks like that guy's got crimes against women constantly on his mind. You know what? That reminds me of one of my favorite broadcasters actually went to Liberty, the great Bob Sturm. Bob Slurm, as I like to say. I came up with not that loser, Keith Olbermann, Bob Slurm. Was it when I had Bob and Sally down to Mar-a-Lago? Or was it when you guys visited Camp David? Bob, my wonderful Jan 6 sports shaman. Bob, just like you're the captain of the Ticket's White Elephant morning show, I was captain of the free world, the greatest white elephant captain of all time. Ticker also a service of Gilly's Dallas, Gilly's Dallas, home of Jub Jam. Gilly's has 7 different venues to host events from 10 to 6,000 people. Perfect for weddings and trade shows, and they still have availability for your holiday party. Find out more at gillysdallas.com. That's your Ticket Ticker. I'm AI Donald J. Trump on Sports Radio 96, 7, and 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket Ticker.
Ticker, a service of Wellborn Garage and Crawford Service AC and Plumbing. Hello, lads. This is Norm Hitzkus hosting a Ticket Ticker. As the holiday season approaches, I'm reminded of a story from my youth when Mama Hitzkus would gather all 23 children into the parlor and light up the whale oil lamp and sat us next to the Victrola. We had been out in the pasture playing baseball using cow manure as bases and a brick of hardtack as the baseball. As we passed around the roasted goose, we sang holiday carols and shared in the love of family. We had so little, but we didn't really care about material things. So on this, the season of holiday giving, remember to love your fellow man and neighbor. We are all in this together, making the season bright. That said, I have a list of people from the Ticket I'll never miss. First, Matt Birmingham. That little needs to be introduced to the blunt end of a large stick and maybe the front end of a Buick, in my estimation. I also won't miss Bob Sturm. That sports imposter couldn't hold my nutsack on his best day. That Sun Prairie blowhard can eat it. Deddy ruined my last day by trying to upstage me with his overrated singing, but we'll let that one go, pal. And the Mavs are home tonight hosting the Jazz. Can you believe Luka missed a game for the birth of his child? What a trash horse. I'll save the rest for my podcast. Just Wondering with Norm Hitzkus. Ticker, also a service of Santi Center for Healing. Santi Center for Healing is available any day, any time for anyone struggling or affected by addiction. Thousands trust Santi Center for Healing. Call anytime at 800-258-84250 or SantiCenter.com. That's your Ticket Ticker. I'm Norman Elizabeth Hitzkus on Sports Radio 96, 7 and 13, 10. The Ticket.
The Ticket Ticker.
Well, 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 AI-generated Corby the Snake Davidson with you for this Ticket Ticker. Here today on this Wednesday, here today on this White Elephant Day, here today from the depths of computer-generated hell. Well, the Sooners didn't make the college football playoff. That's the worst thing to happen to the program since the 2005 National Championship game. Listen up, idiots. Need to tell you about this dream I had last night. So Jason Ispel, Dave Grohl, Jack Black, and I are riding a four-person bicycle with our shirts off, whistling at chicks by the pickleball court at my country club. Suddenly, Eddie Vedder appeared to us, descending from the heavens like the early 90s metrosexual sex god that he is. "Oh, yeah!" I shouted as the guy who gave me a chubby when he pointed me out at his concert began pouring chocolate sauce and whipped cream all over us. That's when I heard, off in the distance, "Gary, that's disgusting." That is the Ticket Ticker. I am computer-generated Corby Davidson coming to you from one of my many mansions. That's right, I've got one for each day of the week MFRs. Sometimes at night, I throw truffles at homeless people. Just call me Corby, the Truffler Davidson. Peace out, bitches.
The Ticket Ticker.
Hey, P1s, this is fake George Dunham. It's Eagles week for the Cowboys. Dallas trying to take first place away from the stupid Eagles and their annoying-ass coach Nick Sirianni. God, I hate that f***ing guy. He looks like two Philly natives left their boxing gym and f***ed in a back alley behind an abortion clinic. He reminds me of that f***ing show. What is it? It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That f***ing lie. Sometimes it's cloudy, sometimes it rains, sometimes it snows. Don't feed me your weather propaganda bull. You know what episode I never saw of that show? The gang gets the s*** kicked out of them for being miserable f***ings. You know what was a good show? Dallas. Now that was a show. No BS. Straight to the point. Wealthy oil family remains wealthy until Chuck Norris Roundhouse kicks some dude for touching on a kid with AIDS. Wait, I may have that mixed up with another show. I miss Gordo. Anyway, Philly. That is the Ticket Ticker. This is AI George making the world a little safer for scammers.
The Ticket Ticker.
Ticker, a service of the Low T Center. It's George Dunham of the Morning Muser, and I brought along a friend for this ticker.
Hey, sports fans. Gordon Keith of the Ticket. Hello, George.
Hey, great Gordo. Did you bring the good stuff? How's the purity?
98% pure, my precious calcium cannon compadre.
Perfect, because the big man doesn't settle for that spoiled low-grade A-cup milk. This may sound a little weird, but can we try something?
Lay it on me, Jub Jub.
Will you pour your breast milk directly into my mouth?
I've never tried that before.
It's okay. We can take it slow.
When I pour the milk into your mouth, I feel so effing powerful and so effing horny.
Wait, are these microphones on? Oh, Texas A&M is set to hire Kansas State offensive coordinator Colin Klein for the same role under new coach Mike Elko. That's your Ticket Ticker, brought to you by Lava Cantina in the Colony. Get ready to rock this Saturday at Lava Cantina with Hancho. Get to Lava Cantina for free general admission. And this Friday, it's Brit X Gina with two of the very best tributes to Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera. So get those tickets now at lavacantina.com. That's your Ticket Ticker on Sports Radio 96, 7 and 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket Ticker.
I am AI Line 4 Guy. The Ticket Ticker is a service of hologram avatar Santa brought to you by Amazon. Pre-book your 2024 holiday visit from hologram avatar Santa today and receive 3 free months of Amazon Prime. Reports from Philadelphia indicate the Eagles have signed longtime security consultant Dom DeSandro to their practice squad on a 10-day contract. Sources say this will serve the twin purposes of allowing DeSandro to avoid suspension, since his contact would not have been illegal if he were a player, and of firming up the heavy jumbo package primarily used on the tush push. Cowboys countdown to kickoff starts at 5 o'clock Sunday on the Ticket. Finalists for the Heisman Trophy, Bo Nix of Oregon, Michael Penix Jr. of Washington, Jaden Daniels from LSU, and Marvin Harrison Jr. of Ohio State are headed to New York City for the trophy presentation on Saturday night. Baker Mayfield picked each of them up yesterday on their respective campuses in a Nissan Pathfinder and headed to the Big Apple. Rumors that the Pathfinder was seen parked at an Applebee's en route have proven difficult to confirm. Tune in to the Heisman Trophy presentation Saturday evening on ESPN. The love child of Shaquille O'Neal and Leonard Cohen, Shaq Leonard, revealed his reasons for choosing the Eagles today to Jimmy Amendola and Tony Ragu on the Philadelphia radio show, The Touchdown Brothers.
I can't tell you why, really. Playing for Indianapolis was wasted time. I was already gone. It was causing me a heartache tonight. In the long run, after the thrill is gone, I want to take it to the limit one more time for Philadelphia. The city gives me a peaceful, easy feeling. Even though I'm the new kid in town, the fan said, please come home for Christmas. Plus, I am desperado for a championship title.
Finally, television legend Norman Lear died of death yesterday at the age of 101. The creator of All in the Family and Sanford and Son is often credited with forwarding the discussion of racism in American culture, but is regarded as meh by Gordon Keith for refusing to collaborate with him, and is now sitting in a musty funk room with Suzanne Summers and Richard Roundtree, waiting on a 3-bedroom final resting place. Computer-generated Line 4 Guy, and that is the Ticket Ticker on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7. The Ticket.
That ticker was actually brought to you by Zeus Restoration Home Services and the Diamond Factory Dallas. Daddy?
Gotta turn your mic off. Premier Gun Show at Texas Motor Speedway. Whether you're a first-time buyer or adding to your gun, knife, or ammo collection, they have what you're looking for. Come buy, sell, or trade, and parking is free. For more info, visit PremierGunShow.com.
Thanks, guys. The Ticket
Ticker. All right, this Ticket Ticker brought to you by me, written by Davey. Today, Norman Milton Lear passed away at the age of 101. The famed TV producer, left coast elitist, and noted libtard leaves a checkered legacy in American pop culture. He attempted to start a race war with All in the Family, featuring MAGA icon Archie Bunker being driven out of his all-American neighborhood. He championed empowered ugly bitches with Maude and One Day at a Time. He glorified the projects with Good Times and encouraged stealing and hoarding trash with Sanford and Son. He made the case for affirmative action and set unrealistic expectations for the lower class. With the Jeffersons, the only thing he did right was raise up the white savior in Different Strokes, no matter how ungrateful those adopted CPS cases were. Rest in pieces, Norman Lear. This has been the Ticket Ticker by me, and I believe Jan 6 was a constitutional protected expression of conscientious objectors. Joe Biden is not my president. I'm Justin Montemayor. The next Ticket Ticker's at, I don't know, sometime. That's a ticker. The Ticket
Ticker. This Ticket Ticker is brought to you by the Diamond Factory. It was created by Ham. The Stars play tonight, and that happens to be happening at 6. Caller number 5 doesn't get tickets. Sports are happening all the time and could even be happening now. And then, what is death? Seriously, what is death? What is the other side like? What would it feel like if to murder someone? Should I be watching hentai? All my closest friends tell me I would like it and should get into it, get into bestiality. What about me gives off that vibe? 888-787-1310. How is Corby still employed? Swiggy my genie pool ha idemrete in English. Am I having a stroke? Not can get help or read Santa? Huh? Yeah? Am I girdy enough? Who do I ask about that? Is that a cat question or a Dan Bennett? That's a problem for another Ticket Ticker at some other time. Thank you, P1s, for allowing this safe space for me to vent my professional workplace frustration. This Ticket Ticker is a service of the Diamond Factory. Take it from Bob. It's simple. If you want to be treated right, get a great deal, and get a quality diamond and zero pressure, no used car salesman environment, go to the folks at the Diamond Factory. TheDiamondFactory.com. That's the Ticket Ticker, and I'm Killer. The Ticket Ticker.
I'm Dave Lane, and this is the Ticket Ticker brought to you by All Pro Foundation Repair and Sante Center for Healing. So I guess I got stuck reading this Ticket Ticker. No one else was apparently available. For some reason, George isn't here to tell you that the Cowboys play the Eagles this Sunday. He'd have to get his fat ass out of a plate of enchiladas long enough to read a 90-second ticker. Even if he did actually get to it, he'd probably break down crying halfway through it. Appreciate the help, Jub. Obviously, Corby has no interest in getting you ready for a Mavs game tonight. He's probably off prepping super hard for a segment. You know, the way Corby does, those headlines won't read themselves, you know? That's fine. I can handle it. I get why Bob isn't here to keep the P1s up to date on any potential Shohei Ohtani landing spots. He's got his hands full carrying the water for Texas A&M while wearing a sign that says, I don't defend A&M any chance I get. Between that and teaching Davey, me, how to do the same for Alabama, it takes up most of his time. And golf, too. And I get why Matt McLaren isn't here to tell us when the Stars play again. He's out looking for a more interesting personality trait than a white guy who likes beer. He might be gone for a while, so I don't mind standing in for him. Travis, DJ, Monty, Ham, Baldy, and Lando all offered to help, but don't worry, I told them we don't want to go even more spare on this ticker than myself. And by the way, Mike McCarthy had emergency appendectomy surgery. This ticker is brought to you by Bike Mart, where you can save big on bikes and gear for the whole family. at Bike Mart's huge holiday sale going on now. E-bikes, mountain bikes, and kids' bikes are all on sale, plus gear, apparel, and more. Visit BikeMart.com for sale details and the location nearest you. That's the Ticket Ticker. I'm Queefy McGillicuddy on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Hey, P1s, Gordon Keith here. This ticker brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey and Deep Ellum Brewing Company. And I'm reading a ticker that was written by Killer. Random thought, why isn't there any video footage of the platypus mating? I mean, it's God's weirdest creation, right? Shouldn't we all see how it does the deed? Does it have a penis like a duck? You know, it's shaped like a corkscrew. Is it as aggressively sexually as nature's rapist, the dolphin? Seriously, I'd like to watch a platypus mating video. Also, have you ever felt... I'm going to edit that out. Sports are happening. Cowboys play and the Eagles Sunday night. Countdown to kickoff will start at 5 p.m. Does ham really only survive on fried chicken? Does he eat like chicken enchiladas ever, or even chicken fajitas? Fajitas is a funny word. I just learned what waffle stomp means. Wow, that's pretty accurate. I've only done it once, but it really does look like a waffle. I really want to see Platypus Grex videos now. I think it would be pretty invigorating. I might learn a couple of things from watching God's Mistake do the thing on video. Do you ever look yourself up on Wikipedia? I looked up Gordon, and as Wikipedia says, he voiced a couple animated characters. Dave Lane is a white supremacist? Mino, Justin, Ham are only listed on the ticket page, and Killer just doesn't exist, which is probably best. Ticker also a service of Gillies Dallas. Gillies Dallas, home of the Jub Jam. Gillies has 7 different venues to host events from 10 to 6,000 people. That's from 10 people to 6,000 people. Perfect for weddings and trade shows, and they still have availability for your holiday party. Find out more at GilliesDallas.com. That ticker written by Jason Killer Kellison.
This ticker is service of sports. Dallas Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy undergoing surgery for appendicitis today. He's expected to be back on the sideline Sunday when he faces the Cowboys. And the Cowboys face the Eagles kickoff at 7:20. Pre-game show here on the ticket starting at 5. This ticker has been written by Mino. This is your Ballsack sports ticker. Every one of these stories are completely fake, but a ticket personality has fallen victim to them and has reported them on air as real. Mike Tomlin, head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, has issued a mandate to all of his players for the upcoming season. There will be no kneeling on my field. On the Mark Elfenbein Show, host Mark Elfenbein, pleased by the hearing this story, took a long sip of his coffee and responded, "Amen!" Despite having a halftime lead over the Cowboys last Thursday night, the Seahawks lost in Dallas by a final score of 41-35. This may be due to a flag burning the team had in the locker room at halftime. This was first reported by former Shake Joint host Sean Bass. The Texas Rangers have agreed to terms on a 104-year-old right-handed Sister Jean. Corby Davidson discovered this old lady's talent from a Twitter video of Sister Jean striking out Javi Baez swinging at a filthy slider. The deal is believed to be for 1 year with a team option for 2025. This is your Ballsack Ticker Ticker brought to you by Sports. I'm King of Queefs reminding you the P1s to whip it out, get it up, and leave it in. Sports Radio 96.7, 1310, The Ticket. The Ticket Ticker.
This ticker was written by Gordon, so buckle up. And it's also brought to you by Deep Ellum Brewing Company and D&M Leasing. Welcome to The Ticket Ticker. I'm the guy that everyone up at the station doesn't know what's the deal with them. So I thought instead of focusing on sports this time, I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself. My adoptive Korean name is David Mino. I would describe myself as gender fluid. In fact, I got my gender fluid all over my friend's bib last Friday night. Nah, I'm just kidding, Shavato. I'm 35, I like long walks on the beach and making out with bar patio skinks after she's downed about 11 nachos and her breath smells like a combo of tequila and donkey ass. But it's like Benjamin Franklin said, women are the worst things on earth that have periods. But they are our worst things on earth that have periods. Am I right, guys?
It's an hour. But yes.
Hour. Anyways.
That was in all caps. It probably goes without saying, but Obama was born in Kenya, and there are only two genders, male and women. As you may know or not know, I got my start as Monty's blood boy, but quickly moved my way up to becoming Norm's bathroom wiper. And from there, it was a lateral move to hosting 1 to 3 p.m. I know what you're thinking. David, when are you going to talk about critical race theory? I hear you. The struggle is real. I know a lot of people don't think critical race theory is man-made, but I do. I believe the science. And I also want you to know that I'm friends with a lot of African-Americans.
Okay, you make it sound like it's worse than it was.
I'm not going to read that one. I don't know if you heard the news that Mike McCarthy's appendix filled with feces so bad that he's now have to take it. Now, fills with feces so bad that he now has to have it taken out with a pair of pliers, which means he might not be on the sidelines on Sunday despite saying that he will. If he is on the sidelines, expect to see him coaching from a gurney while covering his mouth with a Denny's menu. Hey, real quick, kids, get around the radio. You gathered around? Good. Hey, kids, Santa isn't real.
Jeez, wow. Man.
This ticker is brought to you by the Biden crime family and Eatsies. Make Eatsies part of your holiday celebration. You can now order online from Eatsies Christmas menu at Eatsies.com. Don't wait. Last year's favorite item, the Rosewood Ranch Smoked Wagyu Prime Rib Roast, sold out. Don't miss your chance this year. Order now at eatsies.com/Christmas.
He struggled more with that read than he did the ticker.
I'm David Mina with all the biz between the sports. The Ticket Ticker.
This Ticket Ticker is a service of City Credit Union and Deep Ellum Brewing Company. Dallas Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy undergoing surgery today for appendicitis. He is expected to be on the field for the Cowboys when they host the Philadelphia Eagles. Kickoff at 7:20, countdown to kickoff at 5 o'clock. That's not the only sports news. Elsewhere, spurts happening around the world. In other sports news, Shohei Ohtani has yet to decide himself or for where to go for his baseball playing. Ohtani, to me, thinks that he wasn't to sign again with the Angels.
Ohtani?
But wants to decide on to sign in a different Los Angeles team. This time could be Dodgers.
Oh.
The other breeding candidate to me could be the Blue Jays. Wouldn't that be nice? The Giants also are amongst the suites. In other baseball news, let's go back to football. The Stellars are hoisting the New England team. Damn it, what are they called? They play tomorrow, but not here. That's Stars, who play tomorrow on here with the Capitals here in Washington. Duck Prop with Razor here on the Ticket tomorrow at 6. Oh, that reminds me, they also play tonight. That's at 6. They play Planters. This ticker is also the service of Diamond Factory.
Wait for it.
Okay. Take it from Bob. It's simple. If you want to be treated right, great. Get a great deal and a quality diamond in a zero-pressure, no-used car salesman environment. Go to see the fine folks at the Diamond Factory. That's DiamondFactory.com. That's the Ticket Ticker, and I'm Killer Kelsey. The Ticket Ticker.
Merry White Elephant P1s. This is Travis Mejia from The Invasion. It is my pleasure to kick off the afternoon show with this White Elephant Picks with Friends ticker. This ticker is brought to you by Deep Ellum Brewing Company's Deep Ellum IPA and Brad Thomas's The Range in McKinney Sports Biz. Week 13 results are in, and Mino took the week with an 8-2 week, with Jubb and Donovan taking a 3-7 record and sitting in the basement. The standings are tied as Mino's big week took him from tied for last place all the way up to second place. Corby Davidson's bus to first campaign has taken off, and he sits at the top of the table with a 7-game lead. Behind Mino is the Sterminator and Matt McLaren at 72-58, and George, 2 back from there, at 70-60. A rough week from Donovan Lewis keeps him in last place overall, but only 2 games behind Jubb at 68-62. In a historic year of picks with friends, Donovan's last place winning percentage at 52% would be the highest of all time to lose. At the same time, Corby is on pace to break his own all-time record of 90-60 in 2020. The Picks email is loaded up and ready to go with only 20 games remaining and 5 games separating second and last place. Every pick counts. Tune into the Invasion tomorrow at 12:30 as the friends gather and make Cowboys and Triple Play selections. This Picks with Friends ticker is also a service of Zeus Restoration. Zeus Restoration is the only name you need to know if disaster strikes your home or business. Take it from the Cobra. For fire, water, or mold, when they restore, they make it better than before. Schedule your free inspection at ZeusRestoration.com. I'm Travis Mejia with this Picks with Friends ticker on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. The Ticket Ticker.
This Ticket Ticker is brought to you by Comerica Bank and Deep Ellum Brewing Company's Deep Ellum IPA. The Final Four of the NBA Cup is set as the Lakers, Pelicans, Pacers, and Bucks will see who will take home the cup along with the two girls in Vegas starting tomorrow evening at 4. But I've got other things to get off of my chest right now. Tyler, let's get serious and break it down here a bit, okay? Shall we? No, you forgot, didn't you? You forgot. Son of a gun. Just keep it. I'm here to try to get this nation back on one accord as much as I can. It's a terrible thing that's been going on forever, and we need to nip this in the bud. Sometimes words have too much power. And it's been one in particular, a certain N-word that's the worst of it all. We spent years trying to get rid of it, but it's killed way more people than it should have. It's addictive. And we've been around it every single day. We see it on TV, in the movies, in our schools. More importantly, it's the power. So we have to not give it as much power to see if we can just soften its blow to our society. So, as an exercise, I'm giving all of my coworkers here on White Elephant Day permission to say this word so we can lessen its power.
Finally.
And maybe we can finally stop what it's been doing to this country for hundreds of years.
It's cool with you.
Yes. So everyone right now, I'll count it down. Join me this one time and one time only together so we can start the healing process and get this word under control. All right. You ready?
All right.
Turn it all the way down. We got to do this. One, two, three.
Nicotine!
Thank you. This weekend only, it's the premier gun show at Texas Motor Speedway. Whether you're a first-time buyer or adding to your gun, knife, or ammo collection, they have what you're looking for. Come buy, sell, or trade, and parking is free. For more info, visit PremierGunShow.com. Don't miss this show. Donnie Dew here. That's the ticker. Back to more action. Here, Ticket. The Ticket
Ticker. This Ticket Ticker brought to you by Moss Heating and Cooling and Deep Ellum Brewing Company's Deep Ellum IPA. It wouldn't be White Elephant without a few gifts for my showmates. For Travis, I got him a Rolodex to keep all of his phone numbers. After dialing the wrong number for Greg McElroy multiple times, this is a much-needed addition. Tune in at 5:15 to hear Joel Klatt. Maybe. Here's Greg McElroy on what we should do if Joel doesn't join on time.
We'll just blame Travis.
You're welcome, Travis. For Corby, I got him MLB.TV. Having possible access to Bally's, sports bars, a ticket studio with four TVs, or being from the city where the games are actually played wasn't enough to get him to watch the 25 required games of your world champion Rangers.
Now 35.
Now he can watch every team every day from the comfort of his snake mansion. You're welcome, Corby. For Baldy, I got him Stars tickets. This was an early gift as this game happened weeks ago. Baldy's excitement was quickly subdued when he found out the game was in San Antonio. He traveled south only to find out it was for the WNBA's San Antonio Stars. But that was when he learned the San Antonio Stars relocated to Las Vegas in 2018. You're welcome, Baldy.
Thank you.
For George, I got him a Jugs machine.
Hey now.
After hearing Jugs' admiration for breast milk and Dolly Parton, this was the perfect gift. George took a lot of flack for his HSOs on Dolly's halftime show, but he's been anti-Dolly ever since she respectfully declined to join the Bird Dogs years ago. Here's George in the emotion of getting rejected.
This insane and sad.
Now we can catch more than footballs. You're welcome, George. For Donovan, I saw he was last in Picks with Friends, so I feel like he could use a little help on making picks. I found this best-selling book called Why Are You So Stupid As to Use a Tip Sheet That Costs You Money? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, by Norm Hitchkiss and Tommy Castillo. This is a duo that has never been faded. Here's Donnie's excitement on his new gift.
That was great!
You're welcome, Donnie. The Scooters Coffee Frisco Bowl returns to Toyota Stadium on Tuesday, December 19th with an 8 p.m. kickoff as the UTSA Roadrunners take on the Thundering Herd from Marshall. Get your tickets now at thefriscobowl.com. That's thefriscobowl.com. That's the Ticket Ticker. I'm Tyler Samsel, the reigning April Fool's Open champion here on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. The Ticket Ticker.
This Ticket Ticker is brought to you by Deep Elm Brewing Company and Deep Elm IPA. I'm Mark Lerman, and there's been a lot of talk this week, a lot of junk talk about Cowboys and Eagles. I want to tell this to Philadelphia. The Cowboys got Dak. You guys seen him play last 3 weeks? You got trouble when you come to the Death Star on Sunday night. It's a lot like back in the 90s when we had Deuce Deuce, me, and Troy. And just like those old teams had A-Ball, Troy, this team has got Dak. And a finger-licking good defensive front goal. Nom, 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 nom. Ready to eat up Jalen Hurts. You can take that to the bank. You can also go see some rock and roll this Thursday night at Live Cantina with Honcho. Get to Live Cantina for free and free admission. This Friday, it's Britt X Tina with two of the very best, Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera, impersonators you've ever seen. Those tickets now on sale, lavacantina.com. That's Ticket Ticker.
You know this is our annual gift to the PMs. Ticket White Elephant Day host and crew exchange. Brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration, Reliant Air Conditioning, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. The Ticket Ticker.
This ticker is brought to you by Deep Elm Brewing Company's IPA and the Low T Center of South Lake. And now, the yin and yang of my love and my hate of the Ticket Ticker. You're supposed to play it from in there. Uh-oh. And there is a thing, it's called a ticker. Each one could be a tad bit quicker. It always gives the info that I'm sorely looking for. Gives you stories word for word, and some stats that you never heard. The boys in the ticker booth aim to leave you wanting more. But I'm tired of them talking. Takes away from my muser squawking. A 10-second ticker and we'll kick you out the door. Ticket Ticker, it just makes me groan. You give me all the football scores that are on my phone. Ticket Ticker, but I love to hear what Kyrie and Luca say. Now feed it in my ears.
Whistle league.
Maybe while I'm drinking liquor, I'll devise the perfect ticker. Athletes who cheat with roids and the ones that are doing coke. Nothing meek or never meager, only cuts from Corey Seager. Give me the best line about the Astros and how they choke. A perfect throw right to CD. A mammoth bomb from Adolis. These are the moments now. Let's write them down and go. Ticket Ticker. It won't make you groan. They give you all the info, so put down that phone. Ticket ticker, cause we like to cheer. You give me all the info that we need to hear. You give me all the info that we need to hear. You give me all the info that we need to hear.
That ticket ticker is from Zeus Restoration. Zeus is the only name you need to know if disaster strikes your home or business. Take it from me. For fire, water, or mold, when they restore, they make it better than before. Schedule your free inspection at ZeusRestoration.com. The ticket ticker.
This ticket ticker is brought to you by City Credit Union and InterHealth. Yeah, for InterHealth. Perfect. We're doing great. So we've had a little bit of a thing going on in the ticker room lately, as dudes in there are either just getting off of their break or just about to have to start a new segment, and they think it's a good time to snack. So what I wanted to do today was bring in a few snacks to test drive and see what'll work. So we already know granola won't work, and we already know that cheese sandwiches won't work. So I did want to bring in a little softer, crunchy thing. So what I've got here is a nice, thin cheese chip. So let's just see. No, that's not going to work. Way too crunchy. We can't pop on when you got crunches going on. So if you can't do crunching, maybe a nice fruit snack could be an option here, because you don't want the crunch. Let's see how a fruit snack goes. Okay, that's a little better. That's a little bit better. The mouthfeel is different. It's hard to get it over in the side of your cheek too, if you want to actually like talk about anything. And with that, you have to keep the lip smack thing under control. You know that. I did want to bring one full-on cheese snack. It's a meat and cheese snack. I have hard salami and mozzarella. Yeah, I know. A lot of lip smack here. You're not going to be able to get through anything on that.
You're an idiot.
That is not going to work. The very last thing I have is a hard-coated candy. And it's got peanuts in it. So this I know isn't going to work, but yeah, no. That's not it. So what I think we all learned here today is if you're going to do a ticker or you want to pop on, finish your snack first.
Thanks, Travis. Shot at you.
That was a shot at you.
Shot.
And this ticker is a service of the Diamond Factory. Take it from Bob. It's simple. If you want to be treated right, get a great deal and get a quality diamond in a zero pressure, no used car salesman environment. Go see the fine folks at the Diamond Factory, thediamondfactory.com. I'm going to call Joe Clatt.
This final White Elephant Day ticker is brought to you by Permapeer Foundation Repair at PermaPeer.com and the Diamond Factory. This ticker also serves as your unofficial Dallas Stars pregame show. Stars battle the Panthers tonight in Sunrise, Florida. Pete DeBoer on the upcoming matchup.
You know, I think...
Thanks, Coach. With a little under 150,000 minutes until the Dallas Stars reveal Mike Madonna's statue of him falling off the stretcher, Jamie Benn was asked if he would ever get a statue as well. His response,
all we have to do is go out there, skate hard, play for the boys, and it's all going to work itself out. We're going to have to... All nine lines, all nine skaters, all nine forwards play and do really well, and I think we'll come out on top and everything will be okay.
The Stars are 327, 225, 37, and 49 in franchise history against the Eastern Conference. They also have a 23-17, 3-7 record against the Panthers and an 823, 1,036, 231, 90 record on the road. What does all that mean? Well, nobody really knows, so you'll have to stay tuned to the dynamic duo of razor and shaving cream, that's Daryl Ray and Josh Bogorod, as they bring you the Stars versus Panthers here on the ticket coming up next. But first, this final White Elephant Day ticker, also a service of Lava Cantina in the Colony. Get ready to rock this Thursday at Lava Cantina with Honcho. Get to Lava Cantina for free general admission. This Friday, it's Brit X Tina with two of the very best tributes to Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera. So get those tickets now at lavacantina.com. That is the Ticket Ticker. I'm Ryan Baldwin on Sports Radio 96.7 1310 The Ticket.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Park, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus Media Station.